Dear Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for inviting me to speak about new telemonitor strategies. May I start first with the epidemiology, focusing on the aspect of telemonitoring. And we know that around about 200,000 patients per year, representing 1 out of 6 heart failure patients, are hospitalized within 450,000 heart failure hospitalization. These risk population within the heart failure patient are suffering from comorbidities, and based on our knowledge now, or based on evidence, only these patients are benefit from daily transfer of vital parameters. It's a very important lesson. First, stable patient. Stable mean longer than 12 months without heart failure hospitalization. Do not need a daily monitoring. And based on this epidemiological data, we have the focus group of around about 100,000 patients, class 2 and 3, without obstruction comorbidities, for example, dementia or other things, would could be get benefit from telemonitoring. But this is also a challenge because the biggest or the largest trials include around about 1,000, 100 times more. We had to take care in the future. Next. Moreover, we see in the heart failure care huge difference between the region. There is a really impact on heart failure morbidity, on heart failure mortality, depending where you live. And that's why it's for a modern land, for a developed country like Germany, not acceptable to have difference higher than 10% in these relevant outcomes. The idea of e-health and telemonitoring at home is to have an early warning of on the onset of decompensation. Very Indian. That's why it is very important to see the deterioration using the daily transfer of vital parameters. And moreover, this is not only a technical problem, and the telemonitoring is part of a complex care program which is called remote patient management, and which include 3 components. First of all, the good doctor, guideline-based heart failure therapy. Second, the an educated patient and with capacity in self-empowerment. And there's only the third component, telemonitoring, the daily transfer to get an assessment of the status of the patient. And for this telemonitoring component, we have a huge variety of devices at home. And I think one of the mistakes made in the last 10 years was to focus too much on the devices instead of thinking of the whole a care process. We have the non-invasive measurement of vital parameters. This is more or less the equipment of the outpatient clinic in the living home of living room of the patient. We can measure biomarker at home. We know all the benefit from monitoring the data from implantable devices, and the future will be also the smartphones and the new information get from this ubiquitous device. But these measure devices are, this is a one step, it's the door to a flow of information and from the patient to the patient. This is much more we had to look and we have databases only, and GP can use portals and so on. We have in the past, it was most of the telemedical settings in the second generation use call centers, and they send SMS or all things to GPs and cardiologists. But very important is that in particular in the positive trials, all use a telemedical centers with doctors and nurses using a telemedical health record. And the most important thing, these centers were able to act, not only to monitor If we see something, we can immediately act, change your medication, other things, up to sending a helicopter in the garden to the patient. And the difference between the third and the fourth level is that we have three small study design. We have fixed system of devices, and the patient should fit to the system. And in the fourth journey, we have the individualization based on the individual situation of the patient, including the comorbidities, individual set of monitors. And in the TD Medical Center, we need not only heart failure specialists, but for example, also diabetes specialists and so on. Okay. Nice to hear, but what are the evidence? We had more or less 10 relevant RCTs for telemedicine in heart failure within the last decade, and only three positive ones. All these three positive ones use a centralized telemedical center. As we know here, very good, the outcome of the in-time study. And flying over these three studies is the most common messages. They include a patient recently hospitalized, a high-risk patient, heart failure not longer than 12 months, and they use a telemedical center, and then and this telemedical center is capable to take action. This was the cause of success here for the first time show. Total mortality reduced significantly. And also the CHAMPION trial, who used not only one arrhythmia parameter, they used the pulmonary pressure and based on the care program in class 3 patient recently hospitalized, and could show benefit in heart failure related hospitalization, a reduction by 30%. And the last, could you help me with the next slide? The last is a study of the TIM-HF2 published in August last year. And in this trial, there were two objectives. The one to show it could be a non-invasive multi-parameter telemonitoring useful in terms of mortality, morbidity, and quality of life in a heart failure patient recently hospitalized. And moreover, could we find option to overcome regional difference in heart failure care. The study was a prospective, randomized, controlled, open, parallel, multicenter group. We included 1,308 patients between August 2013 and May 17. And this was the flow screening. And we had a baseline visit done by a cardiologist, and then every 3 months visit GP or cardiologist. The final visit was done by the cardiologist only. The study was a nationwide study with 113 cardiology sites, and we could include all facets of heart failure care in Germany, from regional local hospitals, university hospitals, cardiology outpatient practices. It was very difficult to encourage the general practitioners to participate. We had only 87 GP sites. And the most difference, we make a difference between sites in metropolitan area, telemedicine, when you see at the big hospital. Metropolitan was cities bigger than 500,000 and or university clinics. And in 11 rural areas, which mean there is the only one cardiologist which is available for the patient, no alternatives. And this is very typical for the rural areas. We included, like in the other positive trials, class 2 and 3 patients, heart failure hospitalization, maximum 12 months prior randomization, no depression. The patient should be not depressed. And in contrast to the previous one, we include patient significant number of patients with reduced ejection fraction as well as ejection fraction over 55. The design was written in 2013, that's why we use this cutting point. This was our RPM intervention. We used these non-invasive measurements, and then we had a telemedical center working 7 days, 24 hours. And you also see the lines to the GP practice in cardiologies and even to the hospitals in emergency rooms. And this was the primary outcome of this trial. Days lost due to unplanned cardiovascular hospitalization and all-cause deaths. What does it mean? It looks a little bit strange. It is a composite of mortality, morbidity, and it was a patient-centric endpoint. More or less, it was the days when he was not at home due to unplanned cardiovascular hospitalization or all-cause deaths. And in the intervention group, they lost 17.8 days every in the intervention group. And in the usual care, every patient lose 24, almost a month, 24.2 days, which is significant. The first secondary endpoint, and then very important was also that we had a positive trial in the core business of the telemedical center to provide heart failure hospitalization, and we saved almost 2 days for between RPM and usual care. And, sorry, I missed this data, we had a benefit in total mortality. Here you see the pre-specified subgroups, and we had in altogether there were 12 pre-specified subgroups, and very, very important is that we could show that this intervention is effective in rural, even in urban regions. Some further investigation need to see a difference between the ejection fraction, and it looks like that the female we will see there is some further investigation needed. But the question is this all the end of the story, TIMHF2 or the complex in time TIMHF2 and CHAMPION? The very challenge for us is now the issue of translation from trial to real business, and the only answer is artificial intelligence. And one point is the scaling up the number of patients per TMC. In the TIMHF2's trial, we had more or less 500 slots per day to review risk patient every day. And these are the 500 patients we had average included in the patient, and the algorithm showed us who was patient number one and who was patient number 37. But at the end of the day, all patients were reviewed every day, independently what's going on. And the new thing would be to take not 5,000, but 1,500, and using an artificial intelligence that we say, okay, we have the we have 500 slots in the telemedical center to do a daily review, but we select from this the most important patient they had to be reviewed per day, and also for the stable patient we find a frequency for reviewing. This is based on then. Moreover, the issue of translation included also a network of telemedical centers. We have these first level, they work more or less Monday, Friday, and they could be connected to a second level, which are doing 24/7. We can show, we will publish soon a paper about the need of a 24/7 service in this patient. In conclusion, remote patient management is a complex care intervention add-on to guideline-based therapy of GPs, heart failure nurses, and specialists. RPM, remote patient management, with these three components, will be a part of a holistic heart failure care for specific cardiological patients. Not every heart failure patient needs this, only the risk patient. Current proof of benefits is only for heart failure patients in functional class 2 and 3. Not 4 is too late, 1 don't need it. After hospitalization, not longer than 12 months due to decompensation. RPM could be an effective approach to overcome regional differences in heart failure management, and the development of telemedical technologies for heart failure includes the sensor, it's one part, okay, but also the whole system of data transfer. And the regional once per state is a key element for RPM. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. It was an excellent review. Do we have questions? This important field of telemonitoring. I want to make one comment. You said all the trials were positive who had a centralized center.
Yeah.
You could turn it around and say, is it really the center or is it a structured way of response if you can do it locally or in a center? Because the alternative currently to have a center is the message comes in and there is no reaction. I say it from the clinical routine. Mm. So I think it's not the center, it's the structured response, timely to a message.
Absolutely, I agree completely with you. But the true is, the most important thing are the patient out in front of the door, and it will be only done in the evening or anything else. And I think we will learn that it could be much better to do a separate unit which are taking care for this after a clear structure of SOPs and how to do that, instead of, okay, we have some cases, at the end of the day, I manage this.
I think you're right. I would love to have a comment from people who are working long in the field from Biotronic. What is your option or what is your perspective?
Please, center is success.
Please make a comment. Because currently we are collecting data, the centers have it. Where's the future for the implanted devices? Ja, bitte. Ich schaue Sie ganz scharf an.
Thank you. Very kind. Congratulations for the trial and for the presentation. I think the future is indeed that we have to set up standard operating procedures in the hospitals, either in a centralized unit or in decentralized, but the adherence to standard operating procedures, this is really the key. Yeah. And it's the point of triggering the action and also the way that you're dealing then afterwards with the data. So for example, in the interim trial, we used a specific questionnaire. The nurse was giving a call to the patient, and depending on the answers on this questionnaire, later on the actions were predefined, and we need these workflow instructions, and we need these instructions supported probably by a software and a management system so that we can make sure that these thousands and thousands of patients are getting treated in the same way. That would be our perspective. Okay?
Thanks for this comment. Fine. Do we have more questions? If not, thanks a lot again.